Jesús. Aquí más alto.
Thanksgiving. Lord, this morning, with our heart full of expectations, God of all flesh, God of all grace, attend to us, speak to our life. Level every mountains and issues of our destinies. And glorify your Son in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give the Lord a clap of praise in the house. Before you sit down, please. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. We want to read the word of life. And we have to give honor to God as we read the word of life. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. Can we all read together? One is on the screen. Except you are short-sighted. As you can see, then we wait for you. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. Can we read together? One, two, go. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Four things God is going to do for people today. I don't know about the people that God is going to attend to, but the God of all grace will perfect you. That amen is shallow. It will strengthen you. It will establish you. And it will set you. If you are the one that God will do these four magnificent things in Israel, can I hear your shouts of hallelujah? Majestically, as kings and queens, that needs to be settled this morning. Tell your neighbor, every imperfection in my life, the Lord will settle me today. Before I move on, Mama, it's good to see you back after your many journeys in life, and we're still expecting Daddy. For Larry, happy birthday. I know yesterday was your birthday. I refused to call you because I forgot. The Adejos, congratulations. The Lord has added to us in this church. Can we give the Lord a clap offering in the house? I've been seeing you in prayer money. I've not been seeing you again. What's happening? Have you tired of praying? Now, this morning, I want to speak briefly on what Osas lost the Father. We send our condolences to you. The Lord will bless you and keep you in perfect peace. Now, if you want me to know about your matters, then get across to me. Yes, sir. So if I call them, it's because I know about their matters. Some of you have been coming, you've not been coming to church. Don't worry. God will bring you closer and closer to Him in the name of Jesus. Now, this morning is a serious business. I want to look at that scripture. And how God wants to settle us. Now, we're talking about this month, the supernatural grace. Tell your neighbor, supernatural grace. Now, so, in where we read, the Bible says, after you have suffered a while. But let me read something for you from verse 9 of that same scripture, so that we can have a better understanding. Maybe from verse 8, he said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Can I pray one prayer for you this morning? The enemy will not know your address. If he's devouring others, you will not be a victim. You will always be a victor. When he's walking about, your address of your home, of your destiny, will be deleted in their computer. In the name of Jesus. When he's seeking for to devour others, you will not be in their list. In the name of Jesus. And the Bible says in verse 9, he said, whom resisted fastly in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren
that are in the world. Now, every affliction that you might have been passing through before now, others have passed through it. And Psalm 34, verse 19, Psalm 34, verse 19, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the unrighteous. Huh? Of who? Now, somebody said, my affliction will take me for God to settle me. Say, my affliction will make God to arise to settle me. Now, God will not settle you based on the scripture we read. The Bible says, after you have suffered for a while, that while can be 1,000 years. Israel suffered for 430 years, but God said to them, God strengthened them, God established his covenant over their life. Your own will not be accepted. It will not be exception over your life and destiny in the name of Jesus. I was telling you the definition of the while can be 1,000 generations. The Bible says 1,000 generations can be like a day, and a day can be like 1,000 years before the Lord. It doesn't matter how many years you have been in that problem, you have been in that trouble, you've been in that all of difficulty. This morning, heaven will settle you, heaven will perfect you, heaven will establish you. Heaven wish, oh Lord, make their name to be glorified over your life in the name of Jesus. God of all grace is a God that when this grace appears, it changes situation. Number one, this grace levels all situations in your life. According to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it levels all grace, all situation that are not of God in your life. Zechariah have to say, what art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Who is Zerubbabel here? Who wants the mountain of his life or our life to be leveled? The Bible says, who art thou, O mountain? Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. He said, who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Give me verse 7. Who art thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. Every mountain before you this morning will become plain. It will be subdued. It will be uprooted. It will be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. He said, he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, shouting, grace, grace unto it. Number two. This supernatural grace, God's grace, over your life and destiny, when this grace comes, it speaks over your destiny. It speaks over your destiny. When this grace appears to you, when the God of all grace appears to you, it speaks to your destiny. That destiny that have not been fruitful, that destiny that have not been, oh Lord, that have not become what God wants him to become. As this God of all grace attends to you this morning, it will speak to your destiny. That destiny will be colorful. That destiny will be glorious. That destiny will be, oh Lord, wonderful. If you are the one that God wants to speak to, can I hear your louder amen? number three, when this God of all grace comes into your life, this grace envelopes you, puts on you, comes on you as a cloth. It comes on you as a cloth. May I say some few things before I move on? When this grace comes, for example, when it comes, it brings peace, hope, and tranquility, comfort in the matter, in the mix of crisis that drives other insane. Yet, you are still smiling. When this God of all grace comes into your life, those stormy situations, those stormy circumstances, those stormy, oh Lord, difficulties in your life, it brings peace, hope, comfort, and tranquility in the midst of crisis. You can look at that one in Mark chapter 4, verse 35 downwards. Another thing that this grace does is that when it comes on your career, on your person, it takes and gives you a quantum leap. Quantum leap. Quantum. The leap is like a springboard that when you come upon it, it catapults you beyond your widest imagination and raises you faster than the laws and procedures and process can allow you. Now, it's a process. You move from one level to another level. But when this God of all grace comes into your life, he takes a man from the prison and takes him to become a prime minister. That's a quantum leap. That's not a normal leap. That's not a normal process. The process is he has to be vindicated first. Then he will now go into politics, apply for maybe chairmanship or honorableship or senator. Before he can get to a prime minister, is a long process. But hear me, somebody is in a position today. I know him. I work with him. I'm close to him. But that shouldn't make you to come and trouble me. Our vice president was a commissioner in the Lagos state then. But there was a quantum leap. He became a vice president. May I announce to you, when God of all grace comes into your life, he goes and moves you. He doesn't take you through the process. He doesn't take you through the procedures. He gives you a quantum leap. How many of you are ready for this quantum leap? May I announce to you today, beyond your widest imagination, God of all grace will give you a quantum leap. When you get there, I will come and visit you. Because you are getting there. Hey, somebody did not believe. He said, blessed are they that believeth. For theirs shall be what? Blessed are they that do what? How many of you believe? Somebody say, I believe. It doesn't matter where you are today. The God of all grace will appear to you. He will attend to you. He will speak for you. He will envelope you. He will settle you. In the name of Jesus. He said, after you suffer for a while, he will perfect all that concerns you. Now, hear this. When this grace steps into your life or into your academics, it makes you to excel more than your contemporaries. Hey, when God of all grace steps into your life, into your destiny, into your home, into your business, into your academics, failure will be far away from you. Thank you for saying amen. I join my faith to say amen to you too. When this God of all grace comes into your destiny, what they call failure, it will be far away from you. It will be far away from your destiny. It will be far away from your home. I'm here to announce to somebody, as God of all grace appears to you today, everywhere you have failed before, as the Lord liveth, within the next 24 hours, where they wrote your name as a failure, they will change it to success. Where you have experienced failure, there will be success that will spring forth, that will come up. In the name of Jesus, we are the people they've written some all of failure before,
But I want to say to you, every mark of failure over your life, the God of all grace will wipe them away in the name of Jesus.
Please mark all that I'm saying. Mark all that I'm saying by the grace of God. Now, when He steps into you, you excel more than your contemporaries. It doesn't matter what others that have gone ahead of you. You will meet with them. You will leave them behind. You will, oh Lord, be ahead of them. They will not see your red light again. Can I hear somebody's amen very well? When this God of all grace appears to you, it ensures that your expectation shall never be cut short. It ensures, it's certain, it's unbelievable that whatsoever you are expecting, it surpasses your expectation. I'm here to announce to somebody, Peter and John was going in Acts chapter, the book of Acts, and they met a man that was born crippled from his mother's womb. And they bring him daily to the temple, beautiful temple, but everything about his life was ugly. But the Bible said the God of all grace appears to him. He has suffered for a while. The while was 40 years, as theologians told us. But after that, God perfected him. God established him. God settled him. And God, oh Lord, make everything that concerns him to be limping for joy. I'm here to announce to somebody this morning, every weird things have not been working for you, as the Lord of all God grace, God of all grace, leave us. This morning you will live for joy. I say you will live for joy. That sorrow will no longer be there again. Everything you are born with will never, all will be erased from you. In the name of Jesus. Let's look at some scriptures. Then I will tell you, which I've been telling you anyway, then just establish certain things. Beloved, as God's declaration comes over your life this morning, grace overrules human's reasoning. It places you on the path of distinction and make a spectacle of His glory. From today, the God of all grace will walk with you. Will work for you. Will be by your side. It will be in your going out. It will be in your coming in. The gate that opens to no other man but to the God of all grace, that gate will begin to open for you. The door that has been shut against any man in life, but when God of God's grace appears, the Bible says, and the door was opening on their own accord for who? I thought somebody would say Peter. Somebody say, point to me and say, Shalom, look here. Doors will begin to open unto you on their own accord. The door of ministry, the doors of nations. I don't know about you, but because I'm a pastor, doors of many nations, Asia will open to me, America will open to me. Every door that you desire, it will open unto you in the name of Jesus. When this God of all grace comes into your life, the curtain that have been closed, the curtain they've used to cover your glory, will be removed. Give me Isaiah 25. Let me just show you one cutting that the enemy used against your life. Isaiah 25 verse 6. He said, and in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, and of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees, while refined. He's talking about celebration. Give me verse 7. And he will destroy. Somebody say he will destroy. In this mountain, the face of the covering cast over the people. Everything that have covered your destiny,
Everything that has covered your life, every covering cast, the veil, the all-out covering of the enemy, the curtain of the enemy, satanic curtain over your destiny, I command you to receive the fire of the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Your marriageable age, the God of all grace will remove the curtain that the enemy have used to cover your glory, to cover your beauty. Now, men have been looking at you, but they've not taken second look at you. It's because somebody somewhere, an adversary, has covered the glory of God. Your work that's supposed to have increased, maybe the curtain of the enemy has covered it. When a curtain covers something, can you see the thing properly? Everywhere the enemy has covered your glory, I command the fire of the Lord to call on, consume it in the name of Jesus. And the veil that is spread all over nation, it's not in you alone. The enemy is going about seeking for whom to do what? To devour. But I'm here to announce to you, in Jesus' embassy, every one of you, as a member in this church, as the Lord liveth, you will not be on the list of the devourers. The devourers will not know your all other apartments. They will not know your home. They will not know your residence. They will not know your house. In the name of Jesus. And it will swallow up death in victory. When the covering cast comes upon you, and when nobody sees you again, you will be frustrated in life. It will result to death. But God said, I should tell you, as God of all grace appears to you this morning, I will swallow up death in victory. He will say, death, death, where is my victory? Where is your victory? Death, where is your strength? The power of death is broken. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. The power of death over you, over your family, over your home, over your own, everything that pertains to you, is destroyed in the name of Jesus. And the Bible says, it will wipe away all tears. God of all flesh cannot come. God of all grace cannot come and make you weeping. He met that woman in Luke chapter 7, verse 7 to 11. 11 to 17 rather. He met that woman. He was about to bury her tomorrow. She was about to bury her only son. The Bible says, verse 11 of Luke. The Bible says, and when he came to near her, he went into the place, to the burial ground. He saw them in possession. Every evil possession over your life is cancelled. I say every evil possession over your destiny is cancelled. Every evil possession over your family is cancelled. In the name of Jesus. He made them at the possession as they were carrying, and he stopped them. He told that woman, there is a woman, there is a personality here. And God is telling her, tell the person, weep not, because your tomorrow will be glorious. Weep not. Every weep that you will weep again, it will be weeping of joy, not of sorrow. It will not be a tears of sorrow. It will be tears of joy. In the name of Jesus. And he said he will wipe away all their tears upon them. The God of all grace. Somebody say, God of all grace. Can I hear you say it very well? He said, after you've suffered for a while, it will set you in Numbers chapter 14, verse 19. Numbers 14, verse 19. He said, be pardon, I beseech you. The iniquities of these people according to the unto the greatness of thy mercy. And as thou hast forgiven his people from Egypt even up till now. Oh, sorry, I'm reading something else. Holy Spirit. God of all grace. Somebody say, God of all grace. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. He said, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptation. Now, there is no temptation that is greater than God of all grace. Every temptation that appears after you from now, that want to put you in bondage, that want to put you in prison, the God of all grace will wipe them away for you. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, as every man has received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good steward of the manifold grace of God. Have you suffered for a while? Have you been messed up for a while? Have you been mistreated for a while? Have you been suffering for a while?
Have you been afflicted for a while? Four things God said I should tell you. Number one, it will make you perfect. That amen is standing on one leg. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 21. Who will God make perfect? Shola Lukoya. He said, make you perfect in what? In every good works. To do His will. Hello, sir. He knows the end from the beginning. Are you ready to do His will? Are you ready to surrender to Him? Are you ready to work for Him? To be His close ally? He said, working in you that which is well pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Somebody say, God will set you me. A man has a wonderful CV. His name is Naaman. 2 Kings chapter 5. Let me just look at that scripture. I just wrote it down. I didn't put the scripture there. 2 Kings. Chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. A wonderful CV. Let me read a CV for you. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him he won victory. By him, the Lord, God of all grace, was still with him. The Lord. We are not removing the factor of the Lord. He said, and you can repeat and say, and God gave him victory. When the God of all grace had given him deliverance unto Syria, he was a mighty man in valor. But he was what? A leper. After you suffer for a while. And I want to tell you this morning, this month of October marks the end of your suffering. I know you didn't believe, and I'm not going to shake to that one. May I announce to somebody else again, as the Lord liveth, in this month of October makes an end to your sorrowing. Okay, maybe you are here. There are certain things you are born with. As the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, every blot in your life, every blemish in your destiny, everything that you are born with that is not giving glory to God, this month of October marks the end of that thing in your life in the name of Jesus. And the Lord gave him what? Victory. The God of all grace was working with him, and he gave him victory. May I announce to somebody, every battles of your life, the God of all grace will give you victory. Oh God. I'm watching my time. May I announce to you, this man, despite his resume, despite his CV, there was a birth in his life. Every man born of a woman still has something that he has to beg God of all grace for in life. I'm here to announce to you this morning, every birth you came with, every pain you came with, every sorrow you came with, every difficulty you came with, the God of all grace will appear to them. He will level those mountains before you. Bible says, a Syrian has gone out by companies and had brought away captives out of the land of Egypt, and they were stalking, etc., etc. Give me verse 7. And the Bible says, he met with a prophet, and the prophet came and said, go and bathe in the river of Jordan. How many times? And it came to pass, when the king of Israel has read the letter, he sent him, give me verse 8. I want to quickly look at something.
And Elijah said, the king, give me verse 8, 9. So Naaman came with horses, with his horses, and with his chariot. Personal things, not the national things. He came with him and stood at the door of the prophet. Now, may I announce to you, this man is like a man subject to me. And look at what he said. And Elijah sent a messenger unto him, say, go and wash in Jordan. How many times? And thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be what? And in verse 11, he was wrought. He wanted to still continue in the way he was living. In verse, the next verse, the Bible says, somebody begged him, look at what he said. And not Abana and Palma, rivers of Damascus, better than the waters of Israel. May I not wash in there and be clean? So he turned and went in away in rage, in anger. And the Bible says his servant came, give me verse 14, I don't have all the time. And they went down and dipped himself 7 times according to the word of the man of God. And the Bible says his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a new child, and he was clean. After you've suffered for a while, God said that this month of October, you will be clean. The people that are saying amen, I know them because they are the one that is concerned. You are not concerned. It's not everybody. But as many that has a but in their life, reproaches in their destiny, things that people are referring to in your life, after this month, they will come and testify to your God. In the name of Jesus. So number one, God will perfect all that concerns you. Can I hear your amen to that? Number two, he will establish you. No, because I was asking, God said, I should read some scripture on this too. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. He said, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as is with you. In verse 2, and that we may be delivered from the unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have no faith, but the Lord, verse 3, who is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. May I announce to you, you walk with men, they are wicked and they are evil. But God said, I should tell you, among them, in the mix of them, God will settle you. God will establish you. He said, but the Lord, that's the God of all grace, who is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Now, seven people, by the reason of this message, wherever you go out throughout this year, throughout this month, for the rest of your life, seven, I don't know about everyone, but seven, we are the seven. No evil shall come near your dwelling. The God of all grace will shield evil from you. He will shield evil from your tabernacle. He will shield evil from your home. He will shield evil from your, oh Lord, going out. He will shield evil from your coming in. In the name of Jesus, the Lord strong and mighty will defend you. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5 will be established in your life. What is in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5? The Bible says, and it will build a wall of fire round about you. Now, look at 2 Thessalonians also, verse chapter 2, 16 and 17. 16 and 17, 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17. He said, now unto our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and what? Establish you in every good word and work. Hello, sir. Your word will matter to men.
your work will speak for you. True grace will comfort your heart and establish you in every good work. Hello, sir. Your good work, men will come and see it. Your house will be like a museum. Your house will be like a tourist place. They are coming to look for you. When Jesus brought Lazarus from the dead, after 4 days, men around Israel came and said, I want to see Lazarus. They will come and seek you. They will seek for you. They will look for you. They will come and touch you. Your good work will speak for you. Can I hear your better?
I have just a few minutes left. Like 5 more minutes. Let me go to number 3. What do I stand when God of all grace appear to me? It will strengthen me. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Hello, sir. That project that you are doing, that you thought it will not, what brought us thus far is because God of all grace is at work in us. Not, there is nothing. God of all grace brought us that. Every limitation will be wiped away this week. That project that you have abandoned, the God of all grace will strengthen you. That your academics that you thought you would not be able to finish, the God of all grace will strengthen you. That marriage that you think it will not work, the God of all grace will make it work. That business that you are doing and stop bringing profit, the God of all grace will make it to be profitable. Can I hear your better? Amen. Psalm 20, I think. Psalm 20. Let me just look and make a reference back. Psalm 20, yes, verse 1. By the grace of God, look at Psalm 20, verse 1. He said, the Lord hear thee in days of trouble. 2 people just answered. I repeat myself. May the Lord hear you in the days of trouble. May the name of God of Jacob defend you. May the name of Pastor Iye Adeboye defend you. He will send thee air from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. In the name of Jesus, may he remember all your offerings and accept thy burnt offerings. Can I hear your amen? It's not possible. Somebody said, help will locate me. So strengthens me in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Isaiah 41 verse 10. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Do not be dismayed, for I am thy God, God of all grace. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Hey, I thought somebody would jump for joy. I thought somebody would jump for joy. You don't need the help of a man. Hello, sir. Sit down. Every man that wants to help you cannot help you above his own. True of us. Hello, sir. If this is my height in life, I can't take you above this height. The help I can help for you is to raise you up. I won't take you above me. But there is a God. We call it God of all. He will take you above your contemporaries. I say he will take you above those people that are looking down on you. In the name of Jesus. You don't understand. The scripture says, do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. I will do what? For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. If that is the only thing you are going on with, it will help you in your marriage. It will help you in your business. It will help you in your finances. It will help you in your home. It will help you in your going out. It will help you in your coming in. It will help you in the mix of your adversaries. It will help you among your contemporaries. Can I hear your amen? Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. How many of you love that? You love what God say. Say, Lord, I surrender to you. David said in Psalm 21, 21, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the ear. Where cometh my help? My help coming from what? The God of all grace. My help coming from where? From the Lord who makes the heavens and what? And the earth. You don't need help from any man. Help me to tell your neighbor, you don't need help. All you need is God. All you need is the God of all grace. Now here this morning, the 4th thing is that, not that it will help you alone, it will settle you. in government, in this last dispensation, when they settle you, you can go and sleep. When they settle you, no, I'm not. I don't want those settlements. I want an internal settlement. When God settled you, nobody can unsettle you again. How many of you want to be settled by God? The reason why God will settle you is when you are on His side. You are here this morning, you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus. You want to say, Jesus, I want you to perfect all that concerns me. I want you to establish me. I want you to strengthen me. I want you to send help to me. And I want you to settle me. This morning, God will only settle His own, not bastards. If you are not yet born again, or you are still indulging one sin or the other, lying, fornication, adultery, stealing, backbiting, God cannot settle you. I'm sorry to say. But if you want Him to settle you, all you need to do is to rush to this altar this morning. Let people laugh at you. But people that is laughing at you today, they will come for your help tomorrow. You are here this morning. You want to say, Jesus, God of all grace, come to me. Please come. Come. If there is no need, come. Come. We are the people that God wants to settle. And you know you are not in Christ Jesus. You've not surrendered your life to God. It doesn't matter who you are. Come, sir. Come. Come. Come, brother. Come, sister. God is waiting for you. Don't go the same way you came in. Don't go the same way you came in. God wants to establish His word. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to help you. He wants to set you. God of all grace is here to appear to you. We are others. You want to go back the same way? Remember, He said, after you suffered for a while, I can rest assured that the people that are in the front, the end of their suffering has come. Because after they've come boldly to declare unto Him, He will not leave them. He will not abandon them. He will rather want to establish them, perfect all that concerns them, and settle them. You want to join them this morning? There's one, just one more chance. One more chance. One more minute. Because I don't have all the time. Come, please rise up on your feet. If they like, let them see you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But come this morning and let God come and set you. Thank you, brother. Maybe you are the one we have been waiting for. Because I'm alive. Perfect all that concerns you. He wants to establish you. He wants to strengthen you. And in strengthening, He wants to help you and to settle you. Why do you want to go back with the same way you came in? You know it. You were born again before, but you backslidden. You've gone back to your vomit. Settle the matter with God this morning by declaring to Him again that, Lord, like a prodigal son, I will go back to my father. We are the people. This, what God showed me, is more than this. Maybe it's a vision. Please come. Come. What God showed me is more than what I'm seeing. Come. The God of all grace is not the God of human being. He's not the God of pastor. He's not the God of a man that can fail. He's the God of all grace. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift up your two hands before Him.